It's here and now. So what more did we learn about Hillary Clinton from her husband Bill's historic speech last night? We'll hear something about when the Clintons moved daughter Chelsea into college.
I'll never forget moving her into her dorm room at Stanford. It would have been a great little reality flick. There I was in a trance, just staring out the window, trying not to cry. And there was Hillary on her hands and knees, desperately looking for one more drawer to put that liner paper in.
Okay, went over with the crowd, but was it, as New York Times columnist Maureen O'Dowd wrote, trying to feminize and maternalize Hillary Clinton just a little bit too much? Let's bring in Glenn Thrush, chief political correspondent for Politico. He's been covering Hillary Clinton for years. Your thoughts on Maureen Dowd's take?
It was a little harsh. I mean, look, here's the problem that Bill Clinton has in talking about Hillary. These are oft-told, oft-fact-checked tales. And there are large swaths of their joint biography that are not suitable for family hour television, as they say. So the problem here is these are really charming stories. They worked inside the hall. They probably did no damage. But it points out to just how awkward a surrogate Bill Clinton is for his wife.
You think so?
I do. I mean, and this was something I really observed in Iowa. Bill Clinton, the line between Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton has always been permeable. But it is often very difficult when he's out on the trail to tell when he's advocating for himself, sort of flacking for his own legacy and pushing for her. I remember being in an Iowa firehouse, and for 2 hours he made the case for Hillary Clinton by showing a series of color copies of economic growth under his administration.
Well, but in this case he was talking about liner paper, and that has a certain signal to a lot of people. Wow, liner paper. I never had time to put liner paper in. So it has that signal. But let's back up and do just a little bit of biography here. We've talked about how her mother, Dorothy, how she grew up with a Hillary did with a Dickensian childhood of poverty. No, her mother did with a Dickensian childhood of poverty, neglect, child labor. Her father, Hugh Rodham, a very strict conservative and Republican. Talk a little bit about how she was formed.
Well, I mean, Dorothy Rodham is the person that had the greatest influence on Hillary Clinton. She was a progressive. She had this hardscrabble childhood. But I always find these references to Hugh Rodham, the father, to be really interesting. Carl Bernstein wrote a very good book right before the 2008 campaign talking about just how tough a dad he was. A lot of people think Hugh Rodham's being a difficult dad, borderline, some people would think abusive, really shaped her and really put her in this shell that she has so much difficulty breaking out of.
Yeah, well, talk about that. This feeling, people who know her, and there are many, we've said before, how does she keep up with these many relationships that we're seeing paraded here? Say you've never met someone more warm and personal. I've had a chance to meet her. You've spoken with her one-on-one.
Yeah.
Why? What is that icy reserve? Is that dad? What is that?
I don't know exactly what it is, but as you said, you know, I had her on for 50 minutes for a podcast a couple of months ago, and she can be really enormously charming, and I've covered her over the years, same thing. Look, in 1992, the most interesting thing she said, the most resonant thing she said during that campaign is, "I demand a zone of privacy." Think about how preposterous that is in the context of presidential politics in 2016. She really does believe that there is a separation. You know, the Clintons people always talk about compartmentalization with the Clintons. This is the demonstration of that.
Well, and I can hear people saying, wait a second, would you ask if a man who was running for office had an icy reserve? But you would, because for a politician, that's the whole game. You have to, people have to, what is it? They want to have a drink with you.
Well, isn't that the irony, right? The one candidate who benefited from that line, the person you really wanted to have a drink with, was George W. Bush, who's been sober for his entire adult life, right? So this is a combination of sort of authenticity and artifice. And the way that I describe Hillary Clinton is, I do think she's an authentic person, but she has difficulty projecting that. She's not good at the artifice part.
And what about how, if she is president, she might be welcomed back into Washington? We know the battle over her version of health care.
Yeah, I mean, look, she is, it's a paradox. In 1993 and 1994, she really blew up the Clinton administration with this very secretive health care plan. But I covered her in the early 2000s when she was working the Hill in the Senate. And I, you know, as much as she talks about her Secretary of State tenure, the Senate tenure, I think, was her crowning achievement. She really learned how to work across the aisle. And I think if she gets elected president, you're going to be very surprised by the warmth of the relationship she has with Republicans on Capitol Hill.
And talk about that, because, you know, people were saying when she was pushing for the health care bill that she'd drawn up, I mean, she would say things like, I'm going to get you if you don't pass this. But now she's known as this person who's a negotiator. She's been a diplomat. And that's what's turned off part of the party who don't want compromise.
Look, there have been so many iterations of Hillary Clinton. This is one of the great problems that she had. And it's one of the great problems when Bill Clinton is laying out her biography. You can talk about her achievements, you can talk about her warmth, you can talk about her history. The problem is, this is a change election with an angry electorate, an itchy electorate, and just talking about her 30 years reminds people of how long she's actually been on the public stage.
Yeah, Glenn, we've got about a minute here. What would you want people to know about Hillary Clinton that we haven't mentioned that they might not know? At this point.
I think the thing about Hillary Clinton is that she has a nasty, zinging, and I mean that in a positive way because I'm from Brooklyn, sense of humor. And the other thing I think people don't realize is, as bitter as Bernie Sanders was about losing and how difficult it was for him to adjust to that fact, there was some bitterness in Hillary Clinton in terms of the way that Sanders treated her.
Yeah. And what do we take from, what does that mean going forward?
Well, I think we have seen a calming of the waters, but it will be interesting if she can hold the line and remain as positive towards him as she has been this week.
Glenn Thrush, chief political correspondent for Politico. Thanks so much.
Great.